实在是非常感谢诗班的献诗。
We're so thankful for the service of the choir tonight.
真的是带我们的心一同来到主的宝座前。
For they have brought us together to the throne of our Lord.
我们非常感谢主为我们预备这一次的夏令会。
And we're thankful for the summer conference this year.
我们的题目是望断以及于耶稣。
And the theme of the conference is to look up unto Jesus.
这是史弟兄他所预备好的。
And this was the theme prepared by Robert Z.
那这个经节呢，是出在希伯来书十二章第二节。
And the source of this theme is Hebrews 12.
他在圣经的翻译是讲到说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
It talks about to look up, fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus.
他的意思讲到，先是望断。
First, you look off.
从主以外所有的人事物，好像我们望断了。
Means we look off all the other things.
然后能够转眼来仰望耶稣。
And focus on our Lord Jesus.
那这一次的信息主要是从希伯来书里面所产生出来的。
And therefore, the reference for the summer conference message was from the book of Hebrews.
我们求助吸引我们的心。
And we ask the Lord to draw our hearts closer.
叫我们注视在他的身上。
So we can fix our eyes on him.
当转眼仰望耶稣。
Just turn your eyes to Jesus.
我们注目他的慈容。
And gaze upon his kind face.
所有的事物在他荣耀光中。
Therefore everything else.
都要次第变色成朦胧。
Will decrease their light gradually.
那这次我们有三堂的信息。
And we'll have three messages this time.
那第一堂会交通到超越的基督。
And the first message, the theme will be superior Christ.
那第二堂是超越的救恩。
And the second message will be superior salvation.
第三堂是超越的见证。
And the third message is superior testimony.
那今天晚间呢，我们在这里要交通到超越的基督。
And tonight we want to talk about the superior Christ.
希伯来书第一章第三节讲到，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And Hebrew 1 verse 3 says, He is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
神本性一切的丰盛是有形有体的，居住在耶稣基督的里面。
All the fullness of Father God dwells in Jesus Christ in bodily form.
特别让我们知道他道成了肉身，为我们来到地上。
We all know that the Word became flesh and born onto this earth for us.
在肉身中将这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
And in His flesh, He manifests our God to us.
约翰福音告诉我们说，从来没有人看见过神。
And John told us that no one has beheld God before.
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Only the one and only begotten Son in God's bosom manifested how God is.
神叫我们眼目是注视在他儿子的身上。
Therefore, God will direct our attention to His Son.
当我们读到登山变相那时候发生的事情。
Also, when we read about the Mount of Transfiguration.
一下子主耶稣他显出他那个荣耀。
How Jesus suddenly showed forth His glory on the mountain.
我们知道他在肉身中好像站在人的地位是那样的卑微。
When He was in the human form, He was very humble.
但那一天他达到了高峰。
Yet that day, He reached a climax.
是在荣耀里面讨论他要去世的事情，就是能够出的事情。
And in the glory, He discussed the matter of His exile.
彼得他非常的讶异。
And the disciple Paul, Peter was very surprised.
相信他也非常的兴奋。
Also, he was quite excited.
哎呀，他说这里太好了。
He said, it's so great to be here.
充满了荣耀。
Full of glory.
他不想下山了。
And he didn't want to go down the mountain.
他说主啊，我要搭三座棚。
So he suggested that let's pitch three tents here.
一座为你。
Lord, one for you.
一座为着摩西，
one for Moses,
一座为着以利亚，
and one for Elijah.
他可能想说我们另外三个人、啊、就露天了。
I guess for him and John they were just tent outside the camp.
也许他的心是非常好的。
I think his idea was good.
但是天上的父神好像按耐不住了。
But the Father God in heaven could not bear it.
直接在那里发声说话。
So Father God spoke.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
This is my beloved son. You should listen to him.
不是搭三座棚。
Don't pitch three tents here.
神在那里让我们知道说，独一的。超越的就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
In the heart of Father God, there's only one and only His Son, Jesus Christ.
今天我们在这里要交通到我们主他是超越的基督。
Therefore, we want to talk about this. Our Lord is the superior Christ.
他超越了众先知。
He surpasses all prophets.
他超越了众天使。
He surpassed all angels.
他超越摩西。
He surpassed Moses.
他超越了大祭司亚伦。
And the high priest Aaron.
每一方面都让我们知道他是超越的基督。
From every aspect, it shows that he is the superior Christ.
我们一起来读一下希伯来书一章的第一节到第三节。我们先用中文读一次，然后用英文读一次。
Let us read the passage from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Let's read in Chinese first, then English.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
English. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.Sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
在古时是讲到在旧约的时代。
Here it says in the past means the time of the Old Testament.
神兴起了许多的先知来说话。
God raised many prophets to speak on his behalf.
今天我们读圣经知道圣经是神所默示的。
And when we read the Bible, we know Bible is inspired by God.
这些先知们从神那里领受了。
In the same way, prophets receive words and message from God.
然后发表出来。
And they manifested, they shared that.
我们看到在圣经里面，主复活以后，的确有两个门徒他们往以马忤斯去。
Remember, there are two disciples on their way to Emmaus after Jesus resurrected.
这两个门徒，他们在没有遇见这位复活主之前，可能他们的心是灰心的，是冷淡退后的。
And these two disciples' heart were full of despair before they ran into Jesus that day.
但是主耶稣来寻找他们。
And Jesus came to look for them.
来与他们同行。
He walked with them.
但主告诉他们说。
And the Lord told them,
摩西的书,
the books of Moses,
先知的话,
and the words of the prophets,
还有诗篇的话,
and the words in the Psalms,
其实讲到的就是包括了整个旧约的圣经,
which encompasses all the things in the Old Testament.
它反指着耶稣基督说的,
and everything that was regarding Jesus Christ.
主向他们讲解,
Jesus explained to them.
当主在讲解圣经的时候，他们心里是火热的。
And while they listened to Jesus' explanation, their heart was on fire.
弟兄姐妹，整个旧约所有先知所说的话是指着耶稣基督说的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, all the words spoken by prophets in the Old Testament are referring to Jesus Christ.
而且是应验在主耶稣基督的身
上。They were all fulfilled on Jesus.
所以我们知道主耶稣他是远远的超过了众先知。
Therefore, we know for a fact that Jesus is more superior to all the prophets.
主也曾经告诉我们说，施洗约翰他等于是先知中最大的一位。
And Jesus told his disciples that John the Baptist was the greatest among all the prophets.
但是施洗约翰他非常的清楚。
But to John himself, he was very clear about.
他是为主耶稣预备道路。
That he was just someone. Who came to pave the way for Jesus.
到有一天，他真的就像旷野的一个声音。
And he was just like a voice in the wilderness.
好像发出来之后就没有了。
Once it's spoken, it's gone.
所以他讲到说，我是要衰微的。
Therefore, he said, I will decrease.
主耶稣基督他是要兴旺的。
And Lord Jesus will increase.
我是要减少，他要增加的。
I need to decrease, and he needs to increase.
所以我们知道。主耶稣他是超越众先知的。
So we know for a fact that Jesus is superior to all the prophets.
他让我们知道说，神的儿子他是万有唯一的答案。
And also God made it clear to that His Son is the answer to all things in the universe.
所以整个世界的创造是为着主而被创造的。
The entire world was created for the Lord.
是借着主而被创造的。
Also.Through the Lord.
那最后他的总结是要归于主的。
And at the end, it's all going to be to the Lord.
在末世的时候，今天讲到新约的时代。
And in the end days, that's the time of the New Testament.
神是借着他的儿子来说话。
God spoke through his own son.
主道成了肉身。
Jesus Christ was the word that became flesh.
他是神的活道。
He is the living word of God.
他在肉身中把这位神彰显出来。
And in his flesh, he manifests how God is.
是主耶稣说话行事都有大能。
That's why there was great power in his words and his deeds.
但是我们也知道他的话就是灵就是生命。
Also, we know his words are living spirits and life.
今天神启示神说话借着他的儿子。
And God manifests or reveals himself through his son.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们得着了这位活的耶稣。
And brothers and sisters, you and I have obtained this living Christ.
我们遇见了他。
We have met him.
我们看见了他。
We have seen him.
今天我们知道神的启示，神的说话，借着他的儿子。
We all know that through his son, God reveals and God speaks.
他要我们看见神儿子的所事。
And he wants to see who his son is.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the radiance of God's glory.
他是神本体的真相。
And he is the exact representation of God's being.
我们知道神就是灵，神就是爱，神就是光。
We all know that our God is spirit, our God is love, and our God is light.
神所有本性的丰盛，他的荣耀。
All his fullness, his glory.
必须借着他的儿子来彰显出来。
Has been through his son to be manifested.
所以刚刚讲到约翰说没有人看见过神。
That's why John mentioned that no one has seen God.
只有父怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
Only the begotten son in the bosom of God has revealed him.
我们知道说犹太人他们觉得他们是非常特殊的。
And Jews regard themselves very special.
他们有律法，他们有诸约。
And they have laws, they have covenants.
他们好像从万民中的确是被分别出来的。
Indeed, they were set aside from all nations and tribes.
他们是希伯来人。
And they are Hebrews.
这次我们以希伯来书为主要的内容。
And we use the book Hebrews a lot for this summer conference messages.
希伯来书写作的对象是写给希伯来人。
So the recipient of this book supposed to be Hebrews.
那希伯来人是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be a Hebrew?
我们知道亚伯拉罕是第一个希伯来人。
Abraham was the very first Hebrew.
他蒙召，他从加勒底的乌尔出来。
He was called by God to leave his father's house.
他是第一个过河的人。
He was the first man that crossed the river.
希伯来人意思就是过河的人。
That is the meaning of a Hebrew, means someone who crossed over the river.
他有一个过渡，从这边过到那一边的意思。
Which means he moved from one place to the other.
所以写给希伯来人。
So in the recipients of this book, Hebrews.
一面是写给这些犹太人。
On one hand, it is to the Jews.
所以很多地方让我们看到他们所宝贵的那些律法，那些诸约。
So you see, it mentioned many important things such as the laws and covenants.
在这里一直告诉他们，你们要过渡，过渡到恩典的里面。
And this book kept on advising that you need to transit from law to grace.
牛羊的血是断不能除罪的。
Because the blood of goats or bulls cannot do away with sin.
你们需要耶稣基督的宝血。
What you need is the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到这卷书一直讲到那个过渡。
And you see the idea of transition in this book of Hebrews.
今天我们曾经是死在罪恶过犯之中的。
And to us who died in our sins and transgression before.
感谢主，主拯救了我们。
We thank the Lord for He has saved us.
那一天，当我们受浸的时候
，When we were baptized,
我们过了一个分别的界限。
We also crossed over a dividing line.
那一个分别，那一个过渡
，That transition, that division.
今天叫我们知道说，所有蒙恩的儿女，今天我们是真正的希伯来人。
Has shown us that we children of God are true Hebrews.
所以，我们今天读希伯来书的时候，我们不能说它是写给那些犹太人的。
Therefore, when we read the book of Hebrews, we cannot say, "Oh, this is for those Jews."
它也是写给我们的。
It is also for us.
啊，今天我们还有许多需要过渡的。
And there are so many things we need to cross over.
今天我们觉得宝贵的。
Things that we cherish today.
我们所持守的。
Things that we hold on to.
但如果不是真正从神来的。
But if it's not.From the Lord,
神还是要带我们继续的超越。
God still wants to take us to cross over.
所以我们看到希伯来书是非常宝贵的一卷书。
Therefore, the book of Hebrews is very important.
让我们认识到耶稣基督，他是独一的那一位，他是超越的那一位。
We need to understand that Jesus Christ is the one and only, the superior one.
希伯来书里面有很多的比较
，and there are many comparisons in this book too.
所以很多地方用更美这一个话。
Therefore, it mentions things like better, better or more.
所以我们的这个 flyer 上面就是 better 哈，因为它就是一个比较。
That's why we had the word better on our flyer.
那在这比较当中，其实它最终的意思是要显出神的儿子耶稣基督，他是独一无二的。
And all the comparison has only one purpose, which is to show that our Jesus Christ is that one and only.
借着比较显出来，他是无可比拟的那一位。
That he is beyond comparison.
我们看到神的儿子。
And the Son of God.
他告诉我们说，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And it says here, after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
他洗净了人的罪，是讲到说他在地上的工作。
And the part about provided purification for sin speaks of his work on earth.
下面说到他坐下，那是表示他的工作已经完成了。
And the part says he sat down, which means he has done his part.
弟兄姐妹，这短短的好像半节经节啊，其实讲到整个的救恩主的所做的所有的工作。
Even though it just like merely made a half of the verse, but that described what our Lord has done.
他必须亲身担当我们的罪。
First, he has personally come to take up our sins.
他为我们要流出他的宝血。
He needed to shed his blood for us.
他才能够洗净我们的罪。
So that he could provide purification for sins.
他必须先满足了父神所有公义的要求。
He has first satisfied God's righteousness requirements.
他借着死败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And through his death, he defeated the devil who held the power of death.
他坐下。
And then he sat down.
他坐在高天至大者的右边。
At the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
讲到说他得着了一切的权柄。
And that told us that he has received all the authority.
他得着的名是超乎万民之上的名。
And he received a name that's above all names.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, that is our Lord.
他做了何等奇妙的工作。
He has done something so wonderful.
今天我们能够来到主的面前。
We can come to the Lord now.
我们的心充满了感谢。
We should be full of thankfulness.
今天主他坐在高天至大者的右边。
Our Lord who is now sitting at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
让我们知道地上的工作已经完成了。
So we know he has done the things he needed to do on earth.
所以十架上主说成了。
That's why on the cross he said, it is done.
但是他今天在天上仍然继续他的工作。
Yet he still continued to work in heaven.
他长远活着为我们来代求。
He lived forever to intercede for you and me.
主在我们身上要完成的不是叫我们仅仅得救。
And what he desired to work upon us is not just for us to be saved.
明天晚间我们将到交通到超越的救恩，会讲到全备的救恩。
And tomorrow night we'll be talking about the superior salvation, which will give you the full aspect of our salvation.
但是我们知道主他为我们在十字架上身体裂开。
And on the cross, our Lord broke his body for us.
有一个非常重要的，他的生命为我们释放出来。
So his life was released for us.
所以讲到说，像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
He was like a grain of wheat that fell to the ground and died.
今天就结出了许多的籽粒来。
He was therefore able to yield many crops.
有一位弟兄他问一个问题哈。
One brother asked this question.
今天如果主耶稣借你的身体来活一天。
If the Lord was to borrow your body for one day.
就是说借我们的身体他来活一天。
Which means he will use our body to live a day on earth.
他说问一问说你觉得你会有什么样的最大的改变。
And so his question was like, what it will be your greatest change?
别人谁会觉得你改变最大
？Who will think you have changed a lot？
也许我们可以想一想哈。
Think about it.
你会有多大的改变
？How much you will be changed？
今天如果是主耶稣哎，他借我的身体，他来活。
Jesus comes and use my body to live for a day。
那最看到我改变的，可能是我最靠近的人，对不对
？You know, whoever lives with me the closest will notice my change.
他一定觉得非常的讶异。
He or she might be greatly surprised.
你是谁啊
？Who are you？
你怎么变成这个样子
？How come you become someone like that？
我想大家都可以思考一下。
Think about.
那但是今天，如果我们知道说这位超凡美丽的耶稣基督。
But if we truly know that this beautiful and superior Jesus Christ,
今天他已经住在我们的里面。
He has already lived inside of us.
今天他不是借我们的身体来活一天。
He's not just used our body to live one day.
乃是当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
But ever since we are saved,
我们的主就住在我们的里面。
Our Lord has dwelt in us.
那一个超凡美丽的生命。
That supreme life of the Lord.
就是曾经在地上谈到说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's being.
弟兄姐妹一点不减少。
Dear brother and sister, he's not less in us.
神本性一切的丰盛，怎么样有形有体的居住在他的里面
？How the fullness of Father God dwells in him in the bodily form.
今天主把这么荣耀、超凡的生命
，and the same very life has been given to us by our Lord.
今天就住在我们的里面。
He lives in us today.
但是今天我们活出来的到底是什么样子呢
？But what have we manifested in our daily life？
今天在我们的身上有没有让这位荣耀的主能够彰显出来
？Can this glorious Lord Jesus Christ be seen through us？
我想这个就是今天主在圣灵里面，他一直在我们身上要来工作，来改变我们。
And this is the very work of our Lord through Jesus Christ on us.
直到有一天我们真的能够彰显他的荣形。
Until one day we can really show forth his glory.
所以当我们认识到耶稣基督他的超越。
So when we truly understand his superiority.
弟兄姐妹，我们里面要有一个极深的渴慕。
Then we will have a deep longing.
哦，主你就住在我的里面。
Oh Lord, you live in me.
怎么我这么不像你呢
？How come I don't live like you？
怎么我不能让你从我里面活出来呢
？How come I prohibit you from living out？
我们需要扑倒在主的面前。
We need to fall before our Lord。
接受圣灵的光照。
Accept the enlightening of the Holy Spirit。
接受圣灵在我们身上的工作。
Accept the work of the Holy Spirit。
什么时候我们里面真的眼睛开了
？Whenever our eyes are open。
我们看见了荣耀的主。
We see this glorious Lord.
我想看见主的人
and he who has seen the Lord
都有一个共同的反应
will have the same common reaction、
哦、我们自己是何等的污秽
oh I am so filthy、
啊、我们巴不得好像挖个洞自己藏起来
I better dig a hole and cover myself
但是弟兄姐妹主何等的爱我们
But brothers and sisters our Lord loves us so much
他乐意住在我们的里面
Gladly he abides in us
他天天做工在我们的身上
And work in us
我们第二个要讲到主他是神子他超越众天使
And the second thing about his superiority is that he is superior to those of angels
在第一章第四节第五节讲到说他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵就远超过天使
Hebrew chapter 1 verse 4 says So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs
所有的天使神从来对哪一个说你是我的儿子我今日生你
For to which of the angels did God ever say You are my son Today I have become your father.
又指着哪一个说我要做他的父他要做我的子
Or again, I will be his father and he will be my son.
我们知道犹太人他们是很看重天使的
We know Jews regard highly of angels.
最近我们才读过启示录
And we just finished reading the book of Revelation.
我们知道老约翰在那个时候他年纪是很大了
Remember John, the dear old John, he was very old at the time.
所以他经历了这么多的事情他知道这么多的真理
He has gone through so many things and he knew about the truth so well.
我们看到启示录十九章当天使告诉他一个非常大好的信息啊
And in chapter 19 Revelation where the angel told him a great news.
他讲到说心腹预备好了
He told him about how the bride is well adorned.
羔羊的婚宴到了。
And the time for the wedding banquet is near.
哇，这个是一个何等好的消息。
What a great news that was.
新妇预备好了。
And the bride was ready.
那个时候，老约翰他向报好信的天使要下拜。
And at the great news, and he wanted to bow before the angel.
天使马上就阻止他。
And the angel immediately stopped him.
我们都是做仆人的。
We are all servants.
不要向拜我啊。
Please don't do this.
然后我们看到说，他好像犯了一个很大的错误哈。
It's like John made a big mistake.
然后这是在十九章。
That was in chapter 19.
到了二十二章呢。
When it comes to chapter 22.
他好像又迷糊了。
And he got confused again.
那天使告诉他，圣城耶路撒冷怎么样从天而降。
When the angel showed him the city from above, the new Jerusalem.
神将一切都更新了。
That how God would have renewed everything.
然后约翰听到这是何等大的一个好消息。
And upon hearing that great news.
然后他又向天使下拜。
John wanted to worship the angel again.
当然，天使马上又阻止他。
Of course, the angel stopped him right away.
我们都是做仆人的。
We are all servants of the Lord.
你千万不能向天使来下拜的。
Do not bow to me.
我们是要敬拜主的。
We shall only worship God.
我们就可以知道说，在犹太人的心中，天使有一个很崇高的地位。
Therefore, we know in Jewish culture.Angels are highly regarded.
但是我们刚刚读到的是好的天使哈。
And the angels we were referring to are good angels.
报好信的天使。
They came to bear good news.
所以他绝对不让人来敬拜他。
So they will not accept any worship from man.
但是我们也知道撒旦仇敌原本是天使。
And we also know Satan was an angel before.
当他堕落了以后。
And when he fell.
他今天仍然在那里要夺取人来敬拜他。
After he has fallen, he wants to take the worship from men.
他常常藏在很多不同的事情的背后。
And Satan likes to hide behind many things.
很多人说我有什么偶像。
And you may say, what kind of idols do I have?
有人看什么偶像剧是不是？
And you chase after certain actors or actress.
好多主以外的事情成了人的偶像成了人敬拜的一个对象
and many things aside from God become something we chase after
仇敌用各样的方法要夺取 神的敬拜。
And that's what our enemy is doing through many things, try to steal the worship from God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要认识到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know this.
我们的主是超过，远远超过众天使。
And our Lord is surpassing all angels.
他承受的名比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
For he has inherited them that's superior to those of the angels. So he is, we deserve greater honor than angels.
我们看到有各种不同的天使，基路伯看守神的荣耀。
There are all kinds of angels. For example, cherub, he guards the glory of God.
撒拉弗看守神的圣洁。
Seraphim, he guards God's holiness.
加百列是传信息的天使。
Gabriel is the angel that preaches or bring forth good news.
米迦勒呢是征战的天使长。
Angel Michael is the archangel for battles.
但是无论天使他有什么样的名。
And regardless their names.
我们主耶稣的名是超乎万名之上的名。
He says our Lord's name is the name above all names.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
And his name is Jesus.
他是基督。
He is Christ.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords.
天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救的。
And no other name has been given to us through which we can be saved.
哦，何等权柄，耶稣尊名。
Oh, what a power in the name of Jesus.
他的名是远超过天使的。
Therefore, his name surpasses all the names of angels.
他讲到所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
So for to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son and I have begotten you today?
我们知道从永远到永远。
We all know that from everlasting to everlasting.
耶稣基督他是神的儿子。
Yes, Jesus Christ is the son of God.
但是为什么说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
But why did God say here, you are my begotten son, and I begotten you today?
在使徒行传十三章。
In chapter 13 of book of Acts.
那特别讲到说，神已经向我们这做儿女的应验，叫耶稣复活了。
Says God has fulfilled his prophecy by having his son resurrected.
怎么知道主耶稣复活了呢？
How do you know Jesus Christ has resurrected?
保罗引用诗篇第二篇。
And Paul referred to Psalms chapter 2.
诗篇第二篇说，你是我的儿子，
that you
我今日生你。
And I have begotten you today.
我们知道主他复活了。
We all know that Jesus Christ is resurrected.
今天他带着人性，他登上了宝座。
And with human nature, he ascended to his throne.
是的，在永远里面，他就是神的儿子。
Yes, he is always the Son of God in eternity.
但是今天，他是经过死而复活。
Yet, he has gone through death and he was risen from the dead.
所以好像神在这里再一次的来承认。
It's like God confessed or God admits again.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
You are my son and I have begotten you today.
是特别讲到耶稣基督他复活了。
It talks about how the Son of God has resurrected.
没有一个天使有这样的一个经历的。
No angel has experienced like that.
没有一个天使，神曾经对他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And did God ever say to any of the angels that you are my son, I have begotten you today?
天使也是受造的。
Because angels are also the created ones.
下面也告诉我们，天使他是服役的灵。
Also, they are ministering spirits.
他下面又告诉我们说，又有哪一个天使神对他说，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
And to which of the angels did God ever say that I will be your father and you will be my son?
那这边讲到父与子的关系。
And here it talks about a relationship between father and son.
我们知道主耶稣曾经告诉我们，
Jesus has told us,
我的父也是你们的父。
My father, also your father.
我的神也是你们的神。
My God and also your God.
所以当在这边我们看到说，神是耶稣基督的父。
And we see God is the Father of our Jesus Christ.
今天也是我们的父。
In the same way, He's our Father today.
所以这个父与子的关系。
Therefore, this relationship between the Father and the Son.
叫我们能够经历到今天神他在我们身上，他是我们的父，他顾念我们所有的需要。
Enables us to experience that God is also my Father and He takes care of my needs.
我们祷告的时候，我们真的从心里面带着信心，能够说我们在天上的父。
So when we pray, we can say, "Oh, my Father in heaven," with faith.
当我们受管教的时候
，When we are disciplined by God.
我们里面能够知道说父所爱的他必管教。
We all know he disciplined because he loves us.
今天神在我们身上他所有的工作。
So all the work on us.
因为有这父与子的关系。
It's based on the relationship of father and son.
最后主耶稣他要率领众子能够进到荣耀。
At the end, Jesus will lead many sons into glory.
也在于这个父与子的关系。
That is also based on the relationship of father and son we have.
我们何等的感谢主。
And we are so thankful.
所以他讲到说，因为有这样的一个关系，他真的是远远的超过了天使。
And because of this relationship,Jesus is superior to the angels.
所有的天使，神从来又对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
And in chapter 1 verse 13 says, To which of the angels did God ever say, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet?
主耶稣在十字架上，他击伤了仇敌的头。
On the cross, Jesus stricken on the head of the devil.
虽然他也受了极大的痛苦。
Even though he suffered much.
但是他胜过了仇敌一切的权势。
But he overcame all the power of the enemies.
他借着死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And through his own death, he defeated the power of the devil who held to the power of death.
今天他在等。
Now Jesus awaits.
他在等什么呢？
What is he waiting for?
他等教会长大成熟。
He's waiting for his church to mature.
所以其实在诗篇第110篇所讲的
That's what's said in Psalms 110.
带你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
Wait for your enemy to be a footstool for your feet.
我们的主他已经得胜了。
Our Lord has overcome.
他已经胜过了仇敌。
He has triumphed over all his enemies.
他今天呼召他的儿女要进入这个征战。
And he's calling us to enter into this warfare.
我们知道属灵的征战
We all know about spiritual warfare.
跟所有其他的征战是非常非常不一样的
Which is very different from the warfare on earth.
所有的征战你是要去打仗啊征战要来得胜对不对
When we go into a battle, we want to win, don't we?
但是属灵的征战
But for the spiritual battles,
我们是站在耶稣基督得胜的地位上
All we need to do is stand on the all-victorious position of Jesus Christ.
每一次要征战，我们需要仰脸来看主在十字架上他的得胜。
Every time when we're in the battle, we look up to the face of our Lord who has won the victory on the cross.
他的生命美德已经胜过了仇敌。
He has overcome the enemy through his great and superior life.
他已经借着死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And through his own death, he has defeated the devil who held to the power of death.
他全得胜，他大得胜。
And he is all victorious.
因为主得胜了。
Because our Lord has overcome.
所以今天我们能够进入属灵的征战。
All we can do, therefore we are entitled or qualified to enter into the spiritual warfare.
我们天然的生命永远没有办法和仇敌来征战的。
We can never fight against our enemies with our own flesh.
但是今天主要我们站在他得胜的地位上。
But what the Lord asks us to do is to stand firm on his victory.
我们从这所有的一切让我们能够看到
And through this we understand one thing
我们的主是远远超过众天使的
Our Lord is superior to all the angels
天使他是服役的灵
Also angels are ministering spirits
他奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人来效力的
Angels are sent to serve those who will inherit salvation
谁是承受救恩的人呢
Who are the ones who will inherit salvation
你有没有想到就是我们、欸、
That's us
天使是服役的灵。
Angels are here to minister.
他是来为我们来效力的。
They're here to serve us.
今天我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们有一位父，天上的父。
We have a Father in heaven.
我们有我们的主，他时刻与我们同在。
We have our Lord who is with us at all time.
弟兄姐妹，神儿女那个地位何等尊贵。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, what an honorable position we children of God have.
从这里我们更要认识到耶稣基督是远远超过众天使的。
Therefore, we know for a fact our Lord Jesus Christ is superior to angels.
下面我们要看到主耶稣比摩西要更尊贵。
And the next thing we want to see is that our Lord is worthy of greater honor than Moses.
我们读一下第三章的第一节，好。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. 我们先
读中文，再读英文。
Let's read Chinese first.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling,Fix your thoughts on Jesus, apostle and high priest whom we confess.
我们知道摩西在犹太人心中也是非常非常重要的。
We all know Moses is very important and well respected among Jews.
摩西所行的神迹不得了。
And he has performed great miracles.
他领受了律法。
He received the law from God.
他建造的会幕。
And he...established the tabernacle.
他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
And he brought Israelites out of Egypt.
等等来讲，摩西在以色列人心目中是这么的伟大。
Therefore, Moses was highly regarded among Jews.
但是摩西他自己怎么说呢？
But how did Moses refer himself?
在《生命记》十八章里面，他告诉我们说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 18, it says,
他说将来在你们弟兄中要兴起一位先知来。
In the future, among brothers, one brother will be raised.
你们要听他的话。
And you shall listen to him.
如果不听，必要灭亡。
If you don't listen to this prophet, you will perish.
希伯来书十一章让我们看见摩西看见了那不能看见的主。
And Hebrews 11 told us that Moses has seen the Lord who cannot be seen.
所以摩西知道真的是有一位先知要被掀起来，就是耶稣基督。
So Moses knew there will be a prophet raised up, that is Christ Jesus.
叫我们知道主耶稣是远远超越摩西的。
Therefore Jesus is superior to Moses.
他开始的时候告诉我们，我们是蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
And here says holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling.
这是我们何等荣耀的一个身份。
And what an honorable position this is.
有一个属天的呼召临到我们身上。
There's a heavenly calling that have come upon us.
叫我们能从圣世界中圣别出来，归给我们的神。
So that we can be set aside from this world unto God.
他说你们当思想
Fix your thoughts.
我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
On Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess.
我们的主他是使者。
And our Lord is the apostle.
他为我们由天而来。
He came from heaven to us.
他是神的代表，为我们来到地上。
He was that representative of God. That was sent to earth.
没有人看见过神，但是主来了，他将这位神彰显出来。
No one has seen God before that, but Jesus showed forth what God is.
可能世界上的人，包括犹太人，他们对所谓的神都有他们自己的想法。
Yet people have their own perspective about God, including Jews.
我想我们在得救以前，可能我们对这一位神也有不同的想法。
I guess before you and I were saved, we have a different idea about God too.
当主耶稣把这位神真正彰显出来的时候，
When Jesus really manifests our God to people,
你看这些犹太人，他们以为他们是真的认识神的。
And you see the reaction of Jews who regard themselves know God very well.
他说那些外邦人是不认识神的。
Because they feel Gentiles do not know God.
我们是神的选民。
And we are the chosen people of God.
我们认识神的。
We surely know God.
但是当主真的把这位神彰显出来的时候，
But when Jesus came and manifested God,
他们不承认主耶稣。
They did not agree. They did not confess that he was God.
因为主没有什么加薪美容。
Yeah, because Jesus was not good looking at all.
跟他们所想象中的神完全不一样的。
Jesus looked totally different from the idea they have about God.
主怎么会这么的卑微呢？
How can God be so lowly?
主虽然一面说话行事有大能， yeah. 但是所又走一个最卑微的道路。
Indeed, there's power in his words and deeds.But the way he chooses to live is very humble and low.
所以主的道路，主的活出，跟他们所想象的差得太多了。
Therefore, the way Jesus took was so different from they had in their mind.
所以犹太人最后说，除掉他，除掉他。
That's why Jews decide to kill Jesus at the end.
弟兄姐妹，我们要认识我们的主，他是使者。
Therefore, we need to know our Lord is the angel, is the messenger.
他由天而来，
that he has come from heaven,
他是代表神来到地上，
he has come to represent God,
他在肉身里面是要彰显神的，
and he tried to manifest God through his flesh,
所以我们要求主开我们的眼睛，
therefore we need to have our eyes open,
叫我们认识到说这是荣耀的神，
so that we can know that Jesus is the glorious God,
在卑微中他彰显神的尊贵，
in humility,He shows forth God's honor.
在羞辱之中，他在彰显神的荣耀。
And in humiliation, he manifests God's glory.
求主开我们的眼睛。
And we ask God to open our eyes.
让我们真的认识到这是神的荣耀。
So that we can truly know this is the glory of God.
今天多少的圣徒
？And many saints today.
当他受鞭打或者受迫害受羞辱的时候，
When they are persecuted,
当这些圣徒们默默无声的，
and they were silent,
但是有一个荣耀正在那里彰显，
yeah, they manifest a glory at the same time.
这是主他走的道路，
and this is the way our Lord took.
他是使者，
he is the apostle, the messenger.
今天他也把这条道路赐给我们，
he has also given you and me that way.
他是大祭司，
he is a high priest.
今天他曾经来过，他又复活了，
and he has come into this world and he has resurrected.
他带着人性，他登上宝座，
and with human nature he's enthroned.
所以今天他是代表人，他能够登上宝座。
Therefore, representing us, he enthroned in heaven.
他是更美的中保。
He's the more beautiful mediator.
弟兄姐妹，我们要思想耶稣。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
特别知道说，思想他是使者，他由天而来。
Think about him. He is the messenger sent from heaven.
他是大祭司。
He's also the high priest.
他完成了所有地上的工作。
Who has completed all the work on earth?
他已经被举高升。
He has ascended into heaven.
那今天他是我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
And he is our great and faithful and merciful priest.
这边有一个命令是要思想耶稣。
And here is a command from God says, fix your thoughts on Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，到底我们常常在思想什么，在想什么？
Brother and sister, what are we thinking these days?
有时候我们会问年轻人，你到底在想什么啊？
We like to ask young people sitting there, what are you thinking?
圣经说世界上的人终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Bible tells us people on earth thinking nothing but evil.
很多时候我们会觉得说，我可不是那样子。
And we may not agree with this. I'm not like that.
我可能我想我的功课，对不对？
I'm thinking about my homework.
哇，这个学生是不错的哈。
You say, oh, that's a good student.
可能我想我的事业。
I think about my career.
可能有些想什么 game 啊，想很多其他的事情。
Or you are thinking about your iPhone, your games.
不管你在想什么。
Doesn't matter what you are thinking about right now.
圣经的命令是要思想耶稣。
It doesn't matter because the order here says to fix our thoughts on Jesus.
叫我们常常来到主的面前。
So that we can come to our Lord.
我们不但我们的心转向主。
Not only our hearts turned to him,
我们心也归给我们的主。
Also, we surrender our hearts to God.
要思想耶稣。
Fix our thoughts on Jesus.
我们的心是在主的身上。
Our heart and mind are on the Lord.
这跟主在我们身上的工作是非常有关系的。
And this has a lot to do with the work the Lord has on us.
我们有一首诗歌283首讲要思想耶稣。
And there's a hymn 283 says, Consider Jesus.
以他做模型
and let him be your mold,
好在你身上显出他荣形
so that through you his glorious image can be seen.
思想耶稣
consider Jesus.
我们要向主，我们要常常的来思想耶稣。
If we want to be like Jesus, we need to think about him all the time.
他是使者，他是大祭司。
He's the apostle, he's the high priest.
下面让我们看到摩西在神的家里面，他是在全家尽忠的。
And we know Moses is faithful over God's entire house.
他是有份于在这个家的这个建造的。
And he is part of the construction work of God's house.
但是这一段圣经里面让我们看到说，是的，摩西他有份于建造。
Yes, he is part of the construction work of God's house.
他也是被建造的一部分。
He's also the part that's being built upon.
所以我们的主他是那位建造者
and our Lord is the builder of the house
我们的主他是更尊荣的
so he deserves greater honor
基督是造物者
and Jesus Christ is the builder, the creator
摩西呢他是受造者
and Moses is the created one
基督是神的儿子
Jesus Christ is the son of God
摩西是神的仆人
Moses is the servant of God
基督是在神的全家之上
Christ is the son over God's house
摩西呢他是在神的全家之中
And Moses is in the house of God
所以我们在很多的方面我们看到是的摩西是非常伟大的仆人
Yes, Moses is a great servant of God
但是基督是远远超越了摩西
Yet Christ surpasses way surpasses Moses
他也告诉我们神家建造有一个非常重要的途径
and here it shared with us a very important way to build the house of God
从照着山上的样式他建造了会幕
and through the tabernacle which was made according to the pattern shown on mountain
他是让我们知道说在神家的建造必须是照着山上的样式
which tells us in order to build the house of God we have to do according to the pattern manifest in the mountain
不是照着我们所想的在那里建造
not according to our idea
然后神家的建造必须是经过死而复活的
and the work of the house of God has to be through resurrection
他特别讲到说基督为儿子治理神的家
says Jesus Christ the son of God over God's house
那儿子特别让我们知道说你是我的儿子我今日生你
and remember the son is the one that God proclaimed that you are my son and I have begotten you today
今天如果没有经过死而复活
If the Son of God did not go through death and resurrection
有很多的建造那个根基是非常不稳固的
And that foundation of the God's, the house of God is not stable
有一句话有人讲说神的拆毁就是神的建造
Many people, you said this often that the destruction work of God is actually his construction
但是弟兄姐妹如果我们没有真的认识或者是说进入这个属灵的实际
But dear brothers and sisters, if we don't really understand the spiritual reality,
进入我已经与基督同钉十字架这个事实
And if we do not enter into the spiritual reality that I have died with Christ,
当你遇到拆毁的时候
So when you are torn down by God,
有好多时候神的儿女就变成盗贼来是偷窃杀害是那个毁坏
And a lot of times we regarded that destruction work is likeThe Bible verses, the thief comes to steal, to destroy.
仇敌常常用各种方法要来毁坏好。
Yes, indeed, devil uses many ways to destroy us.
有时候仇敌他就借着一个人或者是谁说了一句话，让你受伤了。
Sometimes we feel hurt because the remark made by someone else.
哎呀，我服侍了半天，还被人家说了一顿。
You know, I did all this service in God's house. People criticized me.
我全心的帮助这个人，结果这个人还不领情。
I intend to help this person wholeheartedly, but he did not appreciate it.
有时候一个误会，有时候一个攻击。
Sometimes maybe a verbal attack or maybe a misunderstanding.
多少人因为这样就受伤了。
And we're so easily wounded or hurt.
也许就退后了。
And then we will withdraw.
这个不是神的拆毁。
That is not the destruction work of God.
神的拆毁那个原则是出于我们与主的同时。
And because God destroys or tears down is based upon the dying with Christ.
所以能够把旧造的能够除去。
Because he wants to remove the old creation.
然后这个同时就带来一个新的神的建造。
At the same time, he can bring in the new life, the new creation.
让复活的生命在我们的里面能够长大。
So that resurrected life can grow in us.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得大家是不是能够领会哈。
I don't know if you can comprehend what I'm trying to say.
当我们遇到一些事情的时候
，A lot of times we encounter things.
我若是用天然生命来反应
，If I react according to my flesh.
我们的受伤，我们的痛苦，我们被仇敌在那里欺骗
，And all the hurts and wounds are lies from the evil one.
仇敌就是要来毁坏的。
Are meant to tear us down, to destroy us.
但是今天我们如果在基督里面
Yet, if we are in Christ,
我那个老旧的生命已经死了
Realizing that the old self has died with Christ.
今天借着这些事情，神拆毁所有这些旧造的
It's through these negative experiences, God is tearing me down, tearing down my old flesh.
他正在建造让他的生命在我们的里面
，so that his life can build up within me，
而且在他教会的里面
，is built up in his church。
我们感谢主
，and we thank the Lord for that。
那这一些神家建造的原则是非常重要的
，and these are very important principles when it comes to the construction of God's house。
好，我们最后来到希伯来书四章十四到十六节，讲到他大祭司的职分。比亚伦更完全。
And lastly, we come to chapter 4 of Hebrews. The ministry of the high priest is better than that of Aaron.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子，便当持定所承认的道。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Since we have a high priest who has ascended into heaven,Which is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that we need to hold on to our faith.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.
我们知道在犹太人他们过去是有祭司的制度
And we know in Jews culture there's a system of priesthood
犹太人他们不能直接来到神面前的
And Jews dare not come to God by themselves
神原本带他们出埃及的心意是要得着一个祭司的国度
And when God brought them out of Egypt God intended to obtain for himself a kingdom of priests
但是因为拜金牛犊犯罪了后来神必须得着立位支派，然后呢，是亚伦家的才能成为祭司。
Because they worship the golden calf, so only one tribe, the tribe of Levi, from the house of Aaron, was qualified to serve God as priest.
然后祭司是替人办理属神的事。
And the responsibility of priests is to do things for God and for people regarding God's business.
所以我们看到大祭司在。犹太人中间那个地位已经是非常高的。
Therefore, high priest has great position among Jews.
那你讲到亚伦更是他们所尊敬的。
And Aaron was the most respected among them.
但是我们认识到主耶稣基督他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the merciful and faithful high priest.
他是远远超越亚伦的等次的。
Who received higher honor than or Aaron.
在七章十七节讲到说，又给他做见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Because chapter 7 verse 17 says, for it is declared, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
主耶稣是哪一个支派的？
Which tribe does Jesus belong?
他是犹大支派的，对不对？
Yes.
犹大支派是君王的支派。
And he belongs to the tribe of Judah, and which is the tribe of kings.
那我们知道祭司是从哪一个支派出来的呢？
And how about the tribe of priests?
大家都很熟啊，从利未支派出来的。
From Levi.
所以主耶稣他是犹大支派的，他怎么能够成为大祭司呢？
If Jesus is from the tribe of Judah, how can he become a high priest?
希伯来书特别告诉我们，他是照着麦基洗德的等次。
And Hebrew told us that because Jesus becomes this high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
所以麦基洗德他是撒勒王，他是公义王，他是平安王。
And Melchizedek is the king of Salem and the king of peace.
他又是至高神的祭司。
He is the high priest of the honor God.
所以主耶稣他是君王而祭司。
Therefore, Jesus was the king that became priest.
那今天我们都是君尊的祭司。
And you and I are royal priesthood.
主他是超越亚伦等次的。
Therefore, the priest, the level of priest Jesus has is higher than that of Aaron.
我们看见主的那个长，他是永远为祭司的。
And he's a priest forever.
他不受时间限制的。
Without the limitation of time.
过去这些祭司他们是受死有一个阻隔的，他要一直更换的。
All the priests in history has limited the time of service because they have to stop when they die.
这个讲到那个长。
And here is the infinite length of Jesus' priesthood.
讲到那个阔。
And how about the width?
我们的主他是大祭司，他是为着所有的人的。
Our Lord is the high priest for all people.
他不是单为着犹太人的。
Not just for Jews.
这些犹太人的祭司，他只是为着犹太人，他们在那里服侍的。
The priest for Jews only serve Jews.
那我们讲到那个高。
And as far as the height of Jesus' priesthood.
这些犹太人，这些大祭司或者是祭司，他们在地上替人办理属神的事情。
And these Jews are Jewish priests.They do things for men regarding God's affair.
但是我们的主是升上高天尊荣的大祭司。
Yet our Lord, he is a priest that ascends into heaven with great honor.
他那个高啊，是升到高天了。
And his height is as high as heaven.
所以我们讲到长阔高，还有一个深。
And how about depth?
他讲到说他能够体恤我们所有的软弱。
That he can sympathize with all our weaknesses.
他道成肉身，他进入我们所有的情形。
He was that word that became flesh so that he can sympathize with us.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
And he can enter into our feelings and experiences.
哦，今天我们所有的需要我们能够来告诉耶稣。
Therefore, we can tell Jesus all our needs.
今天主他深入我们的情形，他那么了解我们的需要，知道我们的痛苦。
Our Lord really understands our feelings.
他这位长阔高深，远远超越了旧约的这些祭司、大祭司。
And the length, the width, the depth, the height of his priesthood surpasses all the earthly priests.
弟兄姐妹，当我们认识到我们的主他是何等超越的那一位。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we did indeed understand what a superior Christ we have,
我们求主真的是开我们的眼。
We really need to ask him to open our eyes.
哦，真的叫我们从里面，从深处，我们看见主是那超越的那一位。
So that we can see from our heart that he is the superior one.
没有什么其他的能够和他来相比拟的。
There's nothing or anyone else can compare with him.
真的无价之宝的一线，叫我们脱下所有属地的吸引。
Only when this cherishable treasure appears that we will let go of all other attractions.
超越所有主以外的人事物。
And will help us to surpass all the things outside of the Lord.
大概在30年多一点之前。那个时候我还在工作。
About 3 decades plus ago, I was still working.
我记得有一天在工作的时候呢，就一直有一首诗歌，那个调子在我里面一直的在那里唱，好，没有歌词，但是就是一个调子。
I was working in my office, and this melody keep on occurring in my mind. There is no words, but just melody.
那时候我不熟悉这首诗歌。
It's a melody I wasn't familiar with.
所以我想不起来说它到底是哪一首啊。
So I couldn't really recite which hymn was this.
但是整天白天的时候就一直有那一首诗歌。
But all day long, that melody just ringing in my head.
等我真的下班回家了。
And after I returned home from work,
后来我问我姊妹。
So I asked my wife,
我还哼给她听呢。
And I tried to sing that melody out.
我说你知不知道这是哪一首诗歌？
I said, can you figure out which hymn was this?
我说不晓得为什么今天整天就是这一个调子在我里面。
For some reason, this melody keep on ringing my head all day long.
就她听了半天，她说，哎，我也不知道是哪一首。
And my poor wife had no idea either.
所以我想说这怎么办呢
？So I said, well, what am I going to do now?
后来我拿起诗歌本。
So I pick up the hymn book.
我说主耶稣啊。
I said, Lord Jesus.
到底是哪一首啊
？Which one is it?
当我把诗歌本一打开。
And I just randomly opened it up.
339首。
339.
哦，在荣耀里的基督。
Oh, Christ in glory.
基督的荣面。我已看见了。
I have seen his glorious countenance.
他说：“别事，请勿向我提。”
Do not bother me with anything else.
弟兄姐妹，不是一个偶然。
It wasn't a coincidence.
我相信是主，他亲自来说话。
I think the Lord was speaking to me.
当我在问说主到底是哪一首
？Because I was asking the Lord which hymn was that.
我就这么一打开。
And I only flipped the hymn book open.
然后那一句话是主向我说话。
And the Lord spoke to me through that hymn.
是主向我呼召。
And it was a calling from my Lord.
我已看见基督荣面。
I have seen His glorious countenance.
别事，请勿向我提。
Please don't mention anything else to me.
没有什么任何其他的人事物能够来与主相比的。
There's nothing can compare with my Lord.
哦，在荣耀里的基督。
Oh, that glorious Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天也要将我们的心全照亮。
He will enlighten our hearts completely.
我们最后来唱339首。
Let us sing this hymn together, 339.
因为我们唱的时候，是在我们里面带着一个祷告的心。
When we sing this hymn, let's sing with a prayerful heart.
感觉圣灵就在我们的中间。
Because the Holy Spirit is with us right now.
还要启示他的宝贵。
He's here to reveal his preciousness.
当你真的看见了基督的荣面。
If you truly see his glorious countenance.
我们能够说别事，请勿向我提。
Then we don't want to be distracted by anything.
请姊妹为我们弹一曲。把我们站起来。
Let us stand up and sing this.
来到神 同声开口祷告，
哈利路亚！
我们的主要启示他的自己，
哈利路亚！
我们同声向我们的主来呼求，
哈利路亚！哈利路亚！
哦，主，我们的心满了感谢和赞美，
哈利路亚！
我们的主，我们已经看见你的荣耀，哦，主，是的，别事情勿向我提，
圣灵来启示。
哈利路亚，我们的圣灵来！哦，你是超越的荣耀，哦，圣灵来！
主
啊，是的，启示
你自己的宝血，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
哦，开我们的眼睛，
哈利路亚，
我们的
心渴望与你来相遇，
让我们起来
赞美主，赞美主，
赞美主，赞美主。
是的，在荣耀里的基督已经将我们的心全照亮。
Oh, the Christ in glory has enlightened our hearts.
我们已经看见你的容面。
We have seen your glory.
别事请勿向我提。
And do not let anything else distract us.
哦，你开我们的眼。
Open our eyes, Lord.
见你的容面。
To see your glorious face.
开我们的耳。
Open our ears.
听你的慈声。
To hear your kind voice.
无价之宝的一切。
All the treasure shall appear.
夺我们的全心来归给你。
And capture our hearts completely.
哦，主，你是超越的那一位。
Oh Lord, you are the superior one.
愿你在我们的心中，你作王，你掌权。
May you rule and reign.Our hearts,
吸引我们一生来跟随你
and attract us to follow you all the days of our lives.
叫我们在生活中常常时刻来思想耶稣
Help us to fix our thoughts on you.
从我们的身上来反映出你的荣形
so that your glorious image can be reflected through us.
哦，你是我们的主
Oh, you are our Lord.
你是我们的神
You are our God.
你是我们亲爱的救主
And you are precious Savior
我们的心爱你
We love you Lord
保守我们
Keep us Lord
祝福你的儿女们
Bless your people
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name Amen,
Amen.